hits on Radio U. Obviously not the first time we've played him, but this is the first time that we have ever actually spoken to Adam from Owl City, Nikki. He's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing very good. How are you doing today?
A little tired, but doing good.
Good.
Well, you have had a really, really busy week.
Yeah. It's a lot of early mornings. We just did the Today Show. Was it yesterday? I'm kind of losing track, but we had to get up at 2:30 a.m. How about that?
For the...
What?
I guess I never thought it'd be that early, just to get ready and prepare,
yeah.
Or did they just want you there that early for some other reason?
Yeah, it's like, you got to be there, you got to stand here, you got to wait for this camera, and you got to set up this shot, and everyone's drinking coffee, you know, their eyes are all red, it's like we're a bunch of zombies, you know, but it was fun, it turned out really well.
That's good.
So, okay, you had to get up at 2:30, what time did you actually have to be on the set?
So it's New York City, so you never know traffic, you know.
Sure.
So you gotta get up at 2:30, leave, gotta drive there. That could take anywhere from half an hour to an hour just to drive 3 or 4 miles, you know, it's crazy. First rehearsal on set was about 4:30, I believe, so crazy. Nonstop.
Wow. Now, how many times did you perform just once?
We performed two songs. Yeah,
okay.
Unbelievable featuring Hanson, and then the old classic of mine, Fireflies.
Okay, right on. Now, when you got on set, did they keep referring to you as Mr. Young?
No. Maybe, but no. It was just Adam. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just wondering when you get on there.
In a polite way.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, talent is here, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So
it's always a bummer because since we do morning radio, we never have a chance to watch when any of our artists that we like perform on morning television, unless it's just by clip later on. But we don't have a chance to ever see anything live since, you know, obviously we're working during the time.
Yeah, you're on the job for sure.
That's right.
So, Adam, like, you've got lots of people on Mobile Orchestra, your new album that came out last week. How did you end up choosing to work with Hanson? Like, you, all these different people, like, how did that end up happening?
It was kind of a last-minute thing for me, but, yeah, I was sort of in the final stages of writing the demo for the song Unbelievable. And the song is just all about nostalgia. It's all about looking back. For me, in the mid-90s when I was, you know, so amazed by all the cool technology at the time that was so mind-blowing, you know, and now a lot of that stuff is a little bit more obscure. So it was fun to sit in the studio and remember a lot of the things that I used to love. Like, I remember how amazing, like, floppy disks were, you know, 2 megabytes. You can fit so many things on a 2 megabyte floppy disk.
Right.
So, you know, things like that were fun to kind of revisit. And towards the end of the process, yeah, I just thought of Hanson. They just popped into my head, and I just kind of went out on a limb and sent them the demo and kind of crossed my fingers, you know, just introduced myself over email, of course, these days. And they were so kind and gracious, and they wrote back, and said, yeah, we're down to work with you. Let's make something happen. And they killed it. They did a great job.
Awesome. Well, I saw, like, I got a chance to see the Today Show performance, so you had the guys there with you and everything.
Yeah, it was amazing to meet those three guys. And you know, again, I think I was in fourth grade when they really took over the music world with Mbop, you know, and so it was so cool to meet these guys that I've listened to for years, and they were fantastic.
Awesome. Now, Mobile Orchestra came out last week. It was one of the...
Last Friday.
Yeah, it was one of the first albums to kind of switch to this Friday release thing. Are you solely responsible for making the change to Fridays?
No, but I've always been a little bit more fond of Fridays than Tuesdays. I don't know why, but yeah, it's a strange thing, right? It's like Friday is the new Tuesday.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's because music sales, if people didn't catch on, Tuesday was always the day that new releases would come out. We would have new music Tuesdays, you know, your chance to win all these copies. And now it's become Friday. So people will start seeing Friday as the new day for albums to come out. And that's just for, you know, kicking off a weekend. And sometimes they feel like with security issues for leaks and stuff that Friday day is just a better day to go.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. And then you have all weekend to hang out and listen to the music that just came out. You know, you're not busy working the rest of the week, and that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. On the phone with us right now, Adam from Owl City. His new album, Mobile Orchestra, came out on Friday.
It is. Yes, it's out now.
He's been on the Today Show. I saw that USA Today has listed your mixtape of some of your favorite inspirations. What else during this release week? You got anything else big coming up?
Kind of a long flight is coming up here in a couple days. I'm headed to Japan. I think it's on next Monday already to do this fantastic Japanese international music festival called Fuji Rock. I've played before. It's so fun. Headed there. It's about a 13-hour flight, I think, so a long time, but it's all worth it, and I can't wait.
Dude, Nikki and I love Japan, so let me live vicariously through you for just a minute. What is the best part of going to Japan?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd kind of be wrong if I didn't mention the food, of course. I mean, I'm such a fan of just walking down the street, and there's so many restaurants that I can't even pronounce the name of. You know, I just see something that looks good through the window, and I point at it. You know, sometimes they don't speak English, and I say, sure, I'll have a little of that. And they bring it out, and I just take the first bite, and it's usually the most amazing thing I can imagine. So I'm a big fan of that.
Okay, but while you're there, like, do you ever, like, hit Japanese Burger King or something just to see if it's any different?
Japanese McDonald's?
Unfortunately, I have been guilty of doing that. Sometimes when you're in a pinch, you know, and you got to be somewhere real fast.
Sure.
Oh, there's a Japanese Burger King. I might as well.
Okay, so how does the Japanese Whopper taste? Is it different?
It's a little different. You know, actually, last time I was there, they were doing this new marketing thing. It was a little weird at first, but they had made this new burger that was black.
Yeah.
The actual bun, you know, the actual bread was black. I have no idea what it was. Is it bread? Is it dyed? You know, I don't know.
I think it was maybe squid ink or something like that. It was weird, but we saw it too.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was hard to get over when you look at it to, you know, give it a good old try. Just to be able to eat it
I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm going to take the safe side and maybe do something else. But it looked pretty intense.
Awesome. Well, we hope you have an amazing time in Japan. Congratulations on your new album.
And a really big week, too.
Yeah, and you know what? USA Today, you've got the Today Show, you talked to Radio U. I think you covered the big three.
I like it. Very cool.